Folks, our senior U.S. Senator Richard Shibb will begin his six-year term in January. Over the past 30 years, he's brought home millions of federal dollars to Alabama. Richard Shibb currently reigns as Alabama's most prominent political figure. In fact, he's probably one of Alabama's three greatest senators in history, along with Lister Hill and John Sparkman. Shibb is easily one of the most influential political figures in the nation. Shibb has had a perfectly scripted rise to political power and acclaim. In 1970, at age 35, he entered politics and was elected to the state senate from Tuscaloosa. He then was elected to Congress after 8 years in the state senate and served 8 years in Congress. In 1986, he rolled the dice and took on an incumbent U.S. senator. In 1986, Shibb was a 50-year-old congressman who was still a Democrat, but he had a stellar conservative voting record. He was safe in his House seat. Therefore, his decision to challenge an incumbent U.S. senator was kind of a gamble. His friends cautioned him against it, said it was an uphill battle and shouldn't risk his safe House seat. His basic reply was, "I'm one of 435 in Congress. Given the rules of seniority, it'll be 20 more years before I can chair a committee or subcommittee." Although it'd be a daunting task to upset an incumbent U.S. senator, Jeremiah Denton had pretty much written a book on how to lose a Senate seat during his six-year term. Denton had been elected Alabama's first Republican senator since Reconstruction in 1980. He was swept into office on the coattails of Ronald Reagan, who carried Alabama in a landslide. Alabamians knew very little about old Denton, except that he had been a naval officer and a well-known national POW in the Vietnam War. His patriotic hero positioned so well in Alabama, especially with Reagan headed to the White House. Yet, Shelby beat Denton. It was close, but he prevailed. I had the opportunity to fly back from Washington with Shelby and visit with him a few years after his 86th victory. He told me the inside story of the last 6 days of that campaign that perfectly illustrates how important money and media are in today's modern politics. When he decided to run against Denton, he knew the importance of money to a campaign, and he also knew it was essential to get the best media guru regardless of the price, therefore he spared no expense. And it was also important to get the best pollster to work with that media person. About 6 days out, Shibb was 6 points behind. The pollster told him to put $100,000 of TV ads in the Birmingham market using a certain ad and to raise him 2 points. He did, and it did. The next day, the media man and the pollster told him to spend $50,000 on TV ads in the Mobile market using a certain ad, and he gave him a point boost. He did, and it did. The next day, the pollster and media man told him to run a certain ad in the Huntsville market and spend $65,000, and it raised him a point. He did, and it did. Folks, 2 days out, the pollster told him to run a certain ad in both Birmingham and Montgomery, and it raised him by 3 points. He did, and it did. He won by 1 point. I suspect the ad most suggested by the pollster and the media guys was the one where Denton was saying he didn't have time to come home and kiss babies. Thank y'all for listening. ¶¶